All right, welcome back to Hash Rate Up Focus. Today we're doing another Proof of Prudence sub-series. And so in the last two videos, we've covered Proof of Prudence Commandments 1 to 7. And today I want to focus on the last three. So let's jump straight in. Hash Rate Up, hardware sales, advisory, hosting, and site brokerage. Find new and used ASIC deals through the website and the Telegram channel below. Make smarter decisions with Hashrate Up. All right, so here you can see an overview over the article series that I've created here on my website. You can go to resources and then Proof of Prudence to find them all. As I said, we've already covered articles 1, 2, 7, and so today we're starting with number 8. Demand precision billing, pay for actual usage and enable overclocking. A lot of hosts out there will look at what your miner does on paper, how many joules it has, how many terahashes it does, and then they will bill you according to that. But oftentimes, especially with Bitmain machines, you will get miners that consume less, right? Or even miners that consume more, right? In any case, you want to make sure that you are paying for the kilowatt hours that your miner is using and not just pay for a flat fee. Right? Because if your miner is actually doing less than what it says on paper, then, I mean, you're paying more than the contracted rate that you agreed to. Said differently, if your miner consumes 3 kilowatts instead of 3.2, but you're being billed for 3.2, then you're making a loss already. And again, hosting a Bitcoin miner, the economics are not great. I've said this in the previous two episodes. Economics are not great, so you want to make sure that you get out as much as you can from your hosting contract and look for all of these details, because at the end of the day, they make a big difference. Right, so again, you'd want to avoid paying for unused power with precision billing, meaning that you get paid for the actual usage of your machine. Gain flexibility with overclocking options for higher profit potential. Right, so if your host offers you precision billing, then they will also be able to bill you if you decide to overclock your machine, right? If they don't offer precision billing, they most likely will not offer you to overclock your machine. Let's say hash price rips, right? Moves up dramatically because Bitcoin price explodes. Now you want to get as much out of the machine as possible and you decide, hey, I'm going to overclock it for the next month to make sure that I make as much money as possible, because my margins have just grown, right? If you don't understand what hash price is yet, please feel free to go to my other videos in the Hash Rate Up Focus series, where I cover hash price in multiple videos to give you guys a fundamental understanding of what that is. So again, it's for overclocking, it's for underclocking, and you want to pay for the kilowatt hours that you actually use. It just gives you more flexibility to manage your machine and to work with the host to get the most out of your miner. Let's move on to number 9. Ensure repairs are affordable to minimize downtime losses, right? You want to make sure that you understand what the costs for repair are beforehand. Now, to take a step back here, in a lot of cases, it makes sense to forget about the manufacturing warranty and have the host repair your machine. Why? Because if you choose to go with the warranty route, yes, the repair will be free, but you don't know how long you will be waiting, especially if you have a Bitmain machine and you don't have any leverage over the company because you're a small customer. You have to pay for logistics there, you have to pay for logistics back. And very importantly, you're losing out on profits, right? So if it takes 2 months to get your machine repaired and back with the host, you're losing 2 months of profits as well, which of course is opportunity cost. So that's why I say in most cases, it makes sense to pay the host for the labor and the parts and have them repair it. If that is your best option, you have to, of course, make sure that the repair charges are not super inflated and high and that they don't sell you way overpriced parts, right? First. So this is something where you can be prudent beforehand and avoid costly mistakes simply by asking them, you know, what is the repair cost should something go wrong with my machine? So we've covered this. Consider repair logistics to reduce costs and downtime, right? So that's an extra cost. You have to evaluate the impact of downtime on your earnings. So that those are the lost profits that I talked about. You want to look for hosts with a transparent repair policy and reasonable fees. And then you want to plan for repair accessibility to maintain uptime and profitability, right? So you want to, what this means is you want to choose a host that is actually able to repair. There might be some repairs that some hosts can do and some cannot, right? You want to make sure that they maybe have a good relationship with a repair facility where they can do more advanced ASIC repairs. Also super valuable to have if you want to resell your machine and you want to refurbish it before you sell it to somebody else, right? Those are all good things to look out for before you buy your machine and before you sign the hosting contract. Last but not least, choose the right pool for your operation. Do you want something that's feature-rich where you can learn, or do you want something that's very, very low cost? Right. So this is the 10th commandment in the Proof of Prudence series. As I said, the last one, but not the least important, not even close, right? You want to consider what pool features do you need? Do you need a watch link? Do you need an ability to split your payments? Do you want to have different user access roles for your accountant or some other reason, right? Or do you want no features at all, right? There's a pool out there for everybody, right? You can choose something like Wilson Mining's pool, which I like, where the guys just said, hey, you know, we'll just give you the cost of the primary pool provider, something which we can cover in another HashRedUp focus. And the cost is like 0.38% for FPPS pooling, which does the same exact thing as a Brains pool or a Luxor pool, which is very, very feature rich, right? Has a great dashboard, gives you something again to learn from, gives you detailed balances for your accountants and all of that stuff. So you have to decide what you need. So the second point here, leverage detailed payout and revenue statistics, we've already covered. This might be important to you. It might not be important to you. If you at some point find yourself not looking at your pool anymore, it doesn't make sense to pay 2.5% to just receive sats in your wallet, right? There are definitely cheaper options to do the exact same thing. However, that might not be your demand. Benefit from user-friendly dashboards for seamless monitoring. This is also another thing, right? If you feel more comfortable with a beautifully built dashboard and you can view back history, you can compare it to what your foreman dashboard is maybe telling you, that might be extra value to you and something that you can make use of. Then very importantly, of course, what payout method do you want, right? Again, we can go into different payout methods with a different HashRedUp focus video. It boils down to this though. Are you reliant on frequent payouts or are you reliant on regular payouts, right? This is why FPPS is often chosen over a ocean pool, which offers PPLNS payout schemes. FPPS basically meaning that the pool buys the hash rate from you and regularly pays you for it. And PPLNS meaning the pool receives rewards when actual blocks are found and mined by the pool, and then they pay you out from those rewards. All right, again, we'll focus on this another time, but for now, when it comes to choosing your pool, it's important to understand, do you need regular payouts to maybe cover the hosting bill? Or is that not really important and you have enough liquidity and you can maybe go with something like an ocean pool, which will pay you out every 60 days, depending on whether the threshold has been reached or not, right? So it's about regularity on this one. Seek expert advice. Again, this is not a very simple topic, I think. So seek somebody's advice who understands these things in more detail. I could be one point to reach out to for this. Let me know if you need help here, but definitely make sure that you choose a pool that is right for your operation. This covers it, all 10 Proof of Prudence articles. All right, again, so you can come here and view all 10 of these article series by going to resources and then Proof of Prudence. If you decide, yes, I would like a buyer miner, then feel free to reach out to me. We'll find you a good host and make sure that all bases are covered. And I'll see you next time.